Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Well, hello, everybody.
A lot has happened in the wrestling world. Well, in NXT world.
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you, NXT, really good.
Pay-per-view was good.
Pay-per-view was good. Tuesday show was good. I have no complaints.
Joe's back.
I know. I'm so excited. Guys, I was so happy last. He walked out, and I was like, he's back. And then he choked out Adam. And I was like, oh, he kind of deserved it.
So anyway, is he eventually going to start wrestling? Is that the plan?
I mean, I think it is. Because they're really hinting at a lot of different matches.
Yeah, that's true.
Cross, yeah. Pete, Gargano. Obviously Adam, because, you know, Adam went to sleep. You know, I think it's going to be good. I'm excited. The moment I saw him and Pete, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, can we have this happen right now? Like, right now. Right this second. I'd like to see this, please.
Well, the important thing is he didn't go to AEW.
That is the most important thing. That he did not go to AEW. Hot damn.
I don't think he would have fared well there.
No. Like, I think he would have probably failed. No offense to Joe. I love him to pieces, but he probably would have failed.
Not his fault.
No, it's because they set people up to fail.
Right.
It wouldn't have been his fault at all. And speaking of, there was a little bit of controversy today. They released the poster for their event in Queens, New York. And there
AEWs?
AEWs, yes.
Huh.
And there were only 3 ladies on the poster.
What event? Like a pay-per-view?
They're doing like just a taping.
Oh.
Like a live, like a Wednesday show.
Oh.
Yeah. But there were only 3 ladies on the poster, and 2 of them were very tiny. You have to, like, really zoom in to see them. But you know who's front and center?
Cody.
Yeah! Bigger than everybody else. And you know who's on the top, too? Front and center, bigger than everybody else?
Bucks.
Yes! Yeah. I was like, oh. So much for that women's division they were working on. Here, I'm going to look at the poster. So the people who are bigger is the Bucks, Kenny, Cody. Mox is a little smaller, but he's a little smaller. Jericho's a little smaller, too. They got Sting looking about the same size as Jericho, which he's like 60. But the ladies, you really got to like... Britt Baker is like the biggest of the ladies, and even then she's like small. And then the other 2, you really gotta like look. Where's Waldo?
Oh boy.
So everybody's like, wow. that women's division. They also made the people who don't even wrestle bigger than the ladies. They made Big Show and Mark Henry about the same size as Mox.
Oh.
So there you go. Somebody did compare it, though, to a WWE show that is just even a house show. Not even a taping, a house show. And it's four ladies and four gentlemen.
Huh.
So it's about 50-50.
Interesting.
Yes, on this poster, it's for the Super Show, which is going to be both brands. And it's got Roman, Bianca, Rhea, Ray, Charlotte, Drew, Bobby, Sasha.
Hmm.
And they're all the same size. So do with that information what you will, but you know. Oh, and somebody said they literally did not even put their former women's champion on the poster for AEW.
How many men are on there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.
Wow.
31. So they literally got like, let's see. They got Taz. Taz is on the poster. Big Show, Mark Henry. Matt Hardy's in the corner. He's a little small, but he's in the corner. Yeah, they got everyone. Hangman, he's smaller than the rest of the Elite.
Of course.
And he's in a corner. So, just, you know, do with that information what you will. Yeah. So out of 31 men, there's three.
Yeah, that's pretty bad odds.
Yeah, yeah. But hey, Kenny loves women's wrestling. Loves it. He's gonna book it to the moon, guys. Oh, and Brandy. Brandy loves it too. Brandy is not on the poster. You must know. But
she's pregnant, right?
Well, yeah, she's supposed to be having that baby any day now, but they did a Forbes article on AEW, and guess who was in the picture? yeah, Brandy. Very pregnant Brandy. So, you know, it's, I was going to say it's not going to hold her back. She's gonna go, you know, gotta be the center of attention somehow.
Well, speaking of babies, Renee had her baby.
She did! Little baby Nora Moxley has arrived.
What's the name?
Her name's Nora.
Nora.
Yes. And Mox hosted Renee's podcast. Didn't ask Mox. And he said that he would support his daughter in whatever she wants to do, whether she wants to be a deathmatch wrestler, just a pro wrestler, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever she wants to be. He's going to support her in whatever she wants to do.
Well, that's good.
I know. Also, he hopes it's a little Renee because, well, there's a lot of things that should have just stopped with him. And I'm like, oh, good for him. Good for him. Right. But yeah, they have their baby. I'm sure she's precious. We don't have photos or anything, which that's A-okay because, you know, she's only like a few days old. Plus, we don't even need to see pictures of the kid.
Nah.
I bet she's cute, though.
They might be like Baron, but Baron doesn't post the kid's face.
Yeah. Apparently there was one time Baron's kid's face was exposed, but it was because he was screaming and like she came in and was like being a hot mess. Like she was like, ah, and he's like, oh, and he's like trying to cover her face while she's flipping out. Like, aw. But apparently his kid is like a beast.
Hmm.
Like she's got back muscles at like 3 years old. She's about to try to fuck someone up. Good for her. You know, you love to see it. But yeah, you know, good for them.
Interesting.
So congratulations, Mox and Renee. I will say, I think when Cody and Brandy have their child, well, obviously it's going to be on a reality show. So we're going to see the moment that the blessed miracle slides out of Brandy's vagina or is cut out of Brandy's uterus. We will see the moment. I won't, because I'm not going to watch it. But if you're going to watch their reality show, you will see the blessed thing happen. I'm sure Cody will talk about it for years. Yeah. So they're gonna put their kid on TV. Surprise, surprise. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them. But anyway, back to wrestling. We thought the Alexa Bliss storyline couldn't get any worse. We're like, you know what, they have to admit, you know, they got to change this. Because, like, literally nobody likes it.
Oh, at this point, nobody does?
Unless they want to fuck Alexa or they're, like, obsessed with her, no.
Yeah, because I know people that liked it at the beginning and don't like it now.
Yeah, literally at this point, it's just people who either want to fuck her or just are obsessed with everything she does.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people, like, even, like, on Twitter and everything that are like, oh, okay, this has gone too long, too far. Like,
yeah. So, now the doll is in timeout, guys.
Ah.
The doll is in timeout. And Alexa had a match with Nia Jax, which, God, 7 stars right there. For anyway, It was as bad as it sounds. And Reginald got involved.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. And now Alexa says that R-Truth is going to be in Alexa's playground next.
Oh, no. But, is she not done with, what's her face, Shayna?
No, they got a match Sunday at Hell in a Cell.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I'm sure that'll be really weird.
I'm sure it's going to be lovely. Anyway, so I was tagged by a friend of ours, Mike from Chicago, tagged us in, somebody did an editorial about how Alexa Bliss is exposing pro wrestling with her personal life. And, now, mind you, this article is about Alexa Bliss, right?
Mm-hmm.
This thing proceeds to shit on Bray, because it's all Bray's fault, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all Bray's fault. It's all his fault, guys. So, the guy's like, I am a fan of Alexa Bliss, just before anybody says that. I'm not an Alexa Bliss hater. The only thing I hate is anything supernatural with the Fiend / Bray Wyatt. So they're like, Alexa's is actually good. There's Alexa's involvement improved everything Bray did. And I'm like, well, fuck him, I guess. like, really? Really? And then they said, oh, because Bray posts so much on social media, Bray's outing wrestling, and he's the reason that kayfabe is bad.
Oh, okay. Like, Alexa doesn't post, like, you know, her relationship.
Every day?
Her pig.
Yeah. Like, Bray posts every once in a while. Alexa's on every day. Going like, here's my boyfriend, Ryan Cabrera. He's going to sing On the Way Down. And here's my dead pig. And here's my dogs. And here's my Disney shit. And here's my... I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, Bray's the one exposing this whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that logic doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. it said that Bray, unlike The Undertaker, who protected the business, Bray did not protect the business.
Huh.
Now, mind you, Alexa posts about her boyfriend, Ryan Cabrera. Here we go. Quote and unquote. You know why Bray failed to become the next Undertaker? Or even a fraction of what the Undertaker was? Wow, okay. He does not deliver in his matches at all, but the Undertaker does.
Oh, that's not true.
Bray is on social media. One, that you see the guy as psychopathic as the Fiend being a normal human being. Where was that? He's not posting about like a dog
or a pig. He's babies and stuff.
Demons can have babies.
They can have dogs too.
I could procreate right now.
Oh, that's true.
I could. I'm not going to, but I could. But you know what? Alexa Bliss, though, not the problem. Not the problem, guys.
Kayfabe all the way.
Kayfabe all the way, yeah. And he says, she posts all about her boyfriend, Ryan Cabrera, on Instagram, but she's supposed to be infatuated with Bray.
Oh, he said this person said that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then why didn't she ruin it then? I'm confused.
Yeah. Because now he's getting into why Alexa just is a fraction of the problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. Because, remember, she's supposed to be infatuated. Got it. Now, you want to hear my response to this shit?
Sure.
I had a response. I was asked for my opinion on this piece. And I read it this morning, right when I woke up. So you can imagine the mood I was in. Reading that after I woke up.
Uh-huh.
I said, this guy is a hot mess. First off, Bray is not open on social media. Where the fuck did that come from? Secondly, I 100% disagree on everything he said because Bray is good, unlike some people. Thirdly, the Fiend was the best without Alexa. Alexa murdered the gimmick. Now it can't come back. Thirdly, kayfabe has been dead 4 years. This guy is acting like kayfabe needs to be back, and it never will be. You know why?
Why?
Because of the internet. Wrestlers are now a brand, and their likeness is a brand, which is why Vince will not let them do brand deals, cameos, OnlyFans, etc. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're making money off of a brand, which I don't agree with, taking it away, but I see why. Anyway, this article was basically shit on Bray, the creative genius, but oh well, Alexa's A-okay in this. It's all Bray's fault, but she's the one who can't get anything over, especially a gimmick that was handed straight over to her. It's not his fault, and maybe she shouldn't fake being spooked.
Did someone respond to that?
No. Oh. People are like, she woke up to that. I woke up and chose violence, okay? I woke up and chose violence. You don't have me read something like that right when I wake up. Because what am I going to do, Jen? You know me well.
That's probably not going to be happy because are you grumpy when you wake up? You are, right?
Yeah. Jen knows I'm very grumpy when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that shit. Mm-hmm. I chose violence. Then again, when do I not choose violence? But still. I chose violence on that story. Jen, what is your opinion on
that? Well, nobody keeps kayfabe anymore. The days of Taker are long gone. Nobody does that anymore.
Like, Taker even has an Instagram now.
Yeah.
I think he posts more than Bray does.
Like, that's long gone. Yeah, that was great, but at this point, everyone knows it's not real, so.
Yeah.
What's the point? They're supposed to, you know, I get if you choose this job, okay, you don't get to, you know, if that's part of your job, then yeah, you can't share your life. But no one told them they couldn't share their lives. And most people want to share their lives on social media. Like, that's just how it is.
You know, and I gotta say, sometimes when they show their lives, you almost can connect to them.
Right.
Like, for instance, Baron Corbin.
I feel like we can connect more with him when he's on social media.
Yeah.
I'm like shitting all over it. It's like, what about Pete Dunne? Pete Dunne has a social media. He posts his kid. Like, who are you? Like, really, I feel like this was just a piece just to be like, fuck Bray Wyatt. yeah, we're going to go a little bit into like, oh, Alexa shouldn't post about her boyfriend, but fuck Bray Wyatt. I feel like that's what this guy did. Like, what does he have to do with the stupid doll? Like, he's not there. He hasn't been there. What's he going to do?
Valid point.
Exactly. Valid point. What the hell is he going to do? He's not posting about it on social media. So, I mean, at that point, what do you say? Because remember, apparently he is posting about it. But we're not seeing it. Nobody else is seeing it. But apparently this guy, fucking dipshit from NoDQ.com, saw it and sees it all the time. But, you know, nobody else does. Yeah, okay. Okay, what about Seth Rollins? He's a heel and he just bought some kids' lemonade from a lemonade stand.
Did he really?
Yes! Which, you know what? That, as much as we don't like Seth Rollins on the show, that was a good guy move. He bought some kids' lemonade from a lemonade stand. But again, he's supposed to be a heel. Why aren't we calling
him out? Someone filmed it?
Yeah, there's photos of Seth buying lemonade from a little girl's lemonade stand.
Oh, he didn't post it. Someone else did.
No, someone else did.
Oh, okay.
But still, to that
I say, I could see him doing that and filming it and posting it himself.
Well, yeah, I mean, who couldn't? Hmm. Yeah. You know what's funny is totally off, kind of on topic because Seth Rollins. Maria Kanellis was on Sean Ross Sapp's, did an interview with him. And she's like, oh, yeah, Becky's great. Becky's a consummate professional. Oh, and Seth's good too. I was like, you know, I wonder how he feels taking a back seat.
Probably not too good.
Yeah. Like, back seat in a relationship.
Because that girl he was with before her, like, she wasn't famous, right? She did
her job. Oh, Zara? Or the other one?
Not the Nazi girl.
The one who posted his dick on the internet?
The last one, the pretty girl that he was with, and he cheated on her with Becky, I guess.
I don't even remember.
Well, the rumor was he cheated on Becky. I don't know if he did, but like the rumor was that she
cheated on
her. She was really pretty.
All I remember is the girl he was with in the first place, who like he slept with the Nazi and she posted his dick on the internet.
No, it wasn't her. This was the last girl he was with before Becky.
I gotta tell you, I like that first one. I like her.
This girl was really pretty that he was with, and I think she was a fan or something.
Ah. So she lived
really pretty.
So she lived somebody's fan fiction fantasy.
She did, but I can't remember her name.
And then, like, he cheated with Becky Lynch.
I cannot.
You know, I bet there's a fan fiction out there about that.
Probably.
The girl probably wrote it with, like, anonymous handle, but it was really what really.
Dang it. What was her name? I used to follow her Twitter a long time ago, or her Instagram or something. I don't anymore, but...
I don't know, but whatever. The pretty girl who he may or may not have slept with Becky around her back. We'll say.
What was her name? I'm going to Google it. It's going to drive me nuts.
Oh my god. If you're not going to be able to find it...
I'm going to put Seth Rollins' ex-girlfriend.
They're going to be like, is it the Nazi, the one who showed his dick on the internet? Again, that was the best
ex-fiance.
One.
I think they were engaged, weren't they?
I don't know.
Layla, that's her name.
No, Layla was the one who showed his dick on the internet.
Sarah.
Sarah, yes, because there was Zara and Sarah.
Sarah, yeah, this is her. Sarah Alessandrelli, that's her.
Well,
she's pretty.
Sarah may or may not have gotten cheated on, allegedly, for entertainment purposes.
Just so I can find her Instagram. How do you spell this name?
I don't know, but tell them, okay, do I just have a feeling, and people are gonna be like, oh my god, you're just a hater. I have a feeling that he's gonna like totally get really fucking jealous when Becky comes back. Because like everybody's gonna love Becky when Becky comes back. But like, you know, Seth's already old business, and then what is he gonna do when he's even more old business? He True. Should just become like a stay-at-home dad. You know? Oh,
the poor girl. Someone, all these different Instagrams just like stole her identity and made like fake accounts.
Well, yeah, it's because Seth and Becky have like the worst fans. No offense if you're a fan of them, but some of them are like psychotic.
Well, no, this is like her and Seth are still together. Like they're posting like old pictures and.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Anyway,
I don't think she has an Instagram anymore.
Probably got rid of it after all these psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wrestling fans, no offense to wrestling fans, because we're wrestling fans too, but some of them are, like, fucking weirdos. Like, we know this, obviously, but, like, it does, like, twice a week, I get, like, fucking dudes who slide into the DMs thinking they got a chance. And they don't. And they never will. Like, ever. Ever. What is Taylor Swift ever, ever, ever happening? Not happening.
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever, ever. Not happening. So, yeah. Just saying, guys.
I think she deleted everything. She doesn't have Twitter anymore either.
Well, good.
Yep.
Good for her. She either probably had, like, people who were like, oh my god, Becky Lynch is his one true love, okay? Okay, you just need to stop because Becky Lynch is his everything. Sound about right?
Sounds right.
Sounds right. But yeah, like, that's all I gotta say. It's like, why the fuck are some wrestling fans so fucking weird?
Most of them are.
They are, but like,
in one way or another, I'm weird. Not in that.
Well, yeah, like, I'm weird as well, but like, not in the way of being like, you know. I'm just gonna say, you know, like a perv, like a weirdo, like, so we're gonna talk about this before, but we'll talk about it now. Like, if somebody, say, like, Jen and I are going to, like, WrestleMania or SummerSlam or wherever the fuck, like, any wrestling event, if you, like, slide into our DMs and are, like, overly excited to see us and we don't ever barely talk to you, like, that's just fucking weird, in my opinion. Like, that's just weird. Like, we're not famous figures. We're not public figures yet.
No.
So, like, no.
Did this happen? Did this happen to you?
What?
What you're talking about?
It happens, like, weekly. I'm like, no. What the fuck? Like, I'm sorry, but no. I have high standards. We've talked about this on the show before, so no. Take several seats. It's not happening. Like, or it's weird if, like, it's, like, my personal favorite is when the guy goes, oh, hey, how's everything going? Like, trying to talk to you. And you're just like, oh, okay, I'll be nice. And then they're like, you look so beautiful today. I'm like, I have not posted a picture of myself online today. Like, bitch, it's 10 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
First off, one, are you stalking me? Two, no. Just no. Just no. Like, no. Am I right?
I think that, I mean, that's guys in general, though. I don't know if that's necessarily wrestling. Like, that's guys in general.
I feel like wrestling fans are way more forward about it.
I think they feel like they have it in any like fan group, though, of anything. Like, if you know you have a common interest with someone, I think they think that that's all they need to.
No.
Yeah. Which, obviously, if you're romantically looking for someone and you have common interests, that helps. But I think they feel like that's all it takes. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. What am I trying to say? Like, any kind of sort of reaction, attraction is, like, null and void. If, like, oh, my God, she's a wrestling fan, I got a chance. It's like, no. No, you don't. Okay? No. We've talked. If you listen to our show, you know that I have the highest standards of any other person in the world. So, no. No.
Oh, boy.
No. It's not happening. Okay, so are we ready for this? I got a hot piece of news.
Okay.
So WWE sent an email out probably a couple days ago about buying superstar cameos on cameo.com, which
saw that.
I would rather, can I just buy a Mojo Rawley one now since he's not Mojo Rawley, but he's just Mojo? Can I just buy one of those now? Like, probably. Is that an option?
Probably.
Anyway, so far, only three, they were doing 10 each. So 10 videos, you only have 10 people to buy it. Alexa Bliss is sold out. Drew McIntyre is sold out. And Rhea Ripley is sold out. Our options are Charlotte Flair for $350.
But look at who else is on that $350 tier.
Okay, I was going to go up the list.
I know, but it's just shocking to me the people they put on the same tier. Like, go ahead.
They dropped the price on Seth Rollins, by the way.
Oh.
Because Seth Rollins was $600, now it's $450.
Oh.
Yes, yes. So Charlotte Flair is $350. Nia Jax is $200.
Oh, she was $350.
She was. They're dropping the prices because people thought it was fucking ridiculous.
Because I was thinking she was the same level as Charlotte when you said that. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
Oh, now she's $200.
That's still way too much.
Hold on, let me look here. Four people have bought it.
What? Really?
Charlotte Flair, nobody has bought it.
Really?
Not a one has bought a Charlotte Flair cameo.
They bought Nia Jax? They
bought Nia Jax.
Wow.
I know. Color me crazy. Like, I don't know what's happening here. Rey Mysterio's $350, and four people have bought his. Bianca Belair's $250, which, three people have bought hers. Sammy Wow Wow, two people have bought his at $200. Kevin Owens, $350. One person has bought Kevin Owens. Seth Rollins at now $450 was $600. One person has bought his now that the price has dropped. One. Cesaro, which if we hadn't met Cesaro, I maybe would have bought this for Jen's birthday, but like we've met him many times.
Yes.
So
he's not very talkative either.
And he's got four people have bought Cesaro's at $200. Nice. Rhea Ripley is 100% sold out. Drew sold out. Roberto Lashley. Hold on, let me go back. Roberto. Where is he at? Oh, here he is. Roberto Lashley is $300. Huh. And for Mr. Bobby Lashley, one person has bought his. and Shawn Michaels for $750.
Wow. This is more
for
cameos than for a real meet and greet.
Just wait. Nine people have bought the Shawn Michaels one.
I mean, I kind of get that.
For $750, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You want to know the math here? Let's do the math here. That is three times my car payment. Three times my car payment.
But the thing is, I remember when Shawn Michaels did meet and greets at Mania Access, like, not
they
the
were 500.
Yeah. And this is virtual.
This is a 30-second video.
No.
Though, you know what the best thing is? Rhea Ripley's was the first to sell out. So, good for her. But nobody has bought Charlotte Flair.
That's sad.
And four people have bought Nia Jax. I don't know. I thought it'd be the other way around. That's just me. Somebody asked me the other day, what if Bray Wyatt was on there for $350? And I said, well, you know what? Bray Wyatt is not getting my $350.
Not for virtual, no.
Not for a 30-second video. I got a 30-second video with Bray. I don't need it. Yeah. And I got a hug out of that.
Mm-mm. Like, you can't even talk to them.
No! Like, that's the thing. Is like, they're like, oh, well, Bray did it. You'd buy it. No! Mm-mm. No! First off, for me, I was like, $150 is a lot, but I'm going to do it because I'll see him in person and hug him. Not, I'm going to spend $350 for a 30-second video of fucking bullshit.
That's
be entertaining, though. I'd make him say some dirty things. But like, it's not a thing, guys. Now, if somebody wanted to buy it for me, then yeah, totally. But like, again, you got to make it worth my while.
Nothing's worth that much if it's a video, pre-filmed video. Nothing.
Oh. I mean, there is one thing. But like that, they would not let him do. So, no. So like, what's the point? He'd have to start an OnlyFans to do that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that wouldn't work.
No.
And really, he wouldn't even have to get naked. He'd just have to say some dirty shit. And I'd be like, awesome. Great. Money well spent. But, like, honestly, though, what are you gonna, like, why? I don't understand why. Like, what's, like, and there's people online, like, bragging that they bought them.
I wouldn't tell anybody.
I would not. I would be embarrassed. I would be fucking embarrassed. Like, you people have your, your priorities are fucked if that's what you think. Like, I don't know anybody that I would pay. Okay, put this into perspective, kids. John Cena. I did not even pay that much to be John Cena in person. I only paid $150 for John Cena. Not worth it. But you know what? I paid $159 for John Cena.
That's crazy.
I know. But you know what I can say, though, is I met John Cena. Yeah. Anyway, Daniel Bryan was so much better. I should have paid more for Daniel Bryan than John Cena. But, anyway, Jen, what would be, okay, for a cameo from Drew, we'll say Drew, what is like the top of your price range for that?
$50. That's like top. And I wouldn't even say Drew. I would say top for anybody. For a cameo?
$50. I was going to say maybe 100. Maybe. Depending on who it was. And like, if you knew the quality.
Effort
that was put in. Like, Mojo Rawley's was $69. And I was like, yeah. Totally. Because you know there's going to be like effort put in. Like this one, Alexa's just on her swing, just like swinging. She's just She's just swinging, guys. On her swing. Like, okay, let's see if we can watch some of these. All right, we're going to see if we can watch it. Because somebody said that they got theirs already.
Cameos you can usually watch, right?
Oh, wait, I think I found it. Let's see what she's doing here. It's 24 seconds long!
Wow.
So she put $600 on 24 seconds, and her first line is, what's a gimmick?
Is what?
Her first line is, what's a gimmick?
Oh, God.
Hold on. These aren't copywritten, right?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Hold on, let me turn it up. Okay, hold on. I'm going to turn it up so Jen can hear this first part because I want to fucking throw my head into a glass fucking window. What's a gimmick?
Why is she talking about that? I'm confused.
I don't know.
All the way from Alexa's playground. On my playground, it's always sunny. We have a lot of fun. We have new friends. And sometimes it gets really, really hot. Anyway.
Tell me that does not sound like porn!
Yep.
It gets really hot and we have new friends.
On my playground.
Playground. I'm swinging on the swing and you can kind of see I'm scared a little. My God! Bray, if you're somehow hearing this, because, you know, we have theories. Bray, if you're somehow hearing this, what in the fucking hell? What is this? What is this shit? I don't get to see Abby the Witch because she gets to play porn star. She gets to play porn star. And I don't get to see what I want because she gets to play porn star on the fucking playground. Jen, do you have anything to say about this?
It's just disgusting.
It's nasty. And listen, I'm not slut shaming her because if she was in porn, I might respect her more. Because porn stars have a lot of work to do.
I just wonder, like, what direction they have given her. Like, has she completely taken this on her own? Or is this literally what they're telling her to do? Here, I'm going to show you
the direction. Here's the direction they're putting her in.
Oh. But are they telling her to be this child? Like, is this exactly what they're telling her to do, or is she like expounding upon it? Like, I don't get it.
I think Vince has a kink that we're just now learning about. Hold on, let's go to another one. Oh, this one has a doll in it. I love how we're just watching these and reading them to film. Hold on, I haven't heard this one yet.
Do you want to get a cameo from me in the playground? We're so excited to talk to you, but there's only 10 available. Make sure you get yours now. All the way up to Hell in a Cell, and you can see me and Lily.
Yeah, that sounds like porn.
This is porn. This is just, I think we know what the gimmick is now. Porn. Porn. Oh, here we go. We got another one. Is this the same one we just watched? There's only three of them up, so. But I love our reactions to these.
Oh, I think I can see Germany all the way from my playground. Wow. I appreciate it so much that you love my autographs because I love meeting you. So I hope you have an amazing day, and I can't wait to see you again one day.
No.
Oh. That was $600. That was 23 seconds. Like, Bray, if you're somehow hearing this, SOS, help, help, or ask for a contract release and go somewhere else because this is. She's acting like a porn star. Again, the porn stars would do more work, but you know what? That's bullshit right there. That's some bullshit.
And she's just like swinging. She's got her legs like kind of open enough. And they're like, I have legs of bliss and you can see my vagina.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you know what? Before anybody says, well, what if Bray did one shirtless? Well, you know what? That's different. Because men can be shirtless. Right?
That's true.
That's true. Men can be shirtless. That is not considered nudity. Nor is it considered being a porn star. Unlike some people. Anyway. I think they just need to kill the storyline once and for all. Just kill it. Like, have Bray come back and stick, like, fucking needles in the doll's eye. And then take Alexa and throw her into fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, or, like, I don't know. Extreme. I mean, that was my tame idea. Huh. My other idea was to sacrifice her, but, you know. I've been going for the demon sacrifice for years now, and nobody wants to do it. This is the perfect... What if, okay, I get it. You don't want to sacrifice Alexa because, you know, Vince has some age play kink fantasy with her. What if we sacrifice the doll? And by sacrifice, I mean we take a bunch of knives and just dead. Just dead.
I don't know.
I think it's a great idea. Like, it's one step closer to actual sacrificing, which I have been begging for years. I think it'd be entertaining. I think the crowd would go wild. Anyway, Jen, any thoughts on how we can get out of this storyline?
I don't know, unless like she wakes up and she's been like she's been possessed and someone takes it off of her. I don't know. I mean, other than that, or her leaving for a long time and coming back, I don't know.
I like my idea the best, but
Set her on fire.
Let's just set her on fire. I mean, they set Bray on fire. Why can't we set her on fire? Well, right? People think it was real, but they think it was real. But yeah, I think we just set her on fire and then just be like, bye. Like, bye, like that. We'll just like bye, and then she's gone. And then like the funhouse comes back, and they're like, "I don't know what that was." And Abby's just like, "Fuck that bitch," because she's already said it before. So we'll say it again: "Fuck that bitch." And then there.
Huh.
So I feel like that right there is just the way it needs to go.
It's calling to you.
It's calling to me. The third eye is saying, have Abby say fuck that bitch again. I have the gif of it too. But it's calling to me. It just says fuck that bitch again. That's all you have to say. Like, yeah. Like, Bray, like, don't seem butthurt about it either. Just be like, listen, I had to set her on fire. Because if I didn't, then, like, you guys would stop watching. And then the ratings would tank. And then we'd get our money pulled. So I had to do it.
Oh, gosh.
Just like that. That's all you have to say. That's all you have to say. Really. I mean, it's so simple. Or like, I mean, if you really wanted to, you could take her out in the middle of the forest and sacrifice her at an altar for witches. But hey, I mean, we already tried that and look what happened.
Yeah.
You had Alexa Bliss do it and she doesn't know what she's doing. So. What do I know? What do I know? Anyway, what else were we going to talk about? Oh, I remember. So, is it bad? Now, Jen, I don't know if you watched SmackDown.
Did I? No.
Okay, well, Roman Reigns is now going to face Rey Mysterio.
Oh, wait, maybe I did see. I saw a clip, or maybe
and
I watched.
He, like, threw, like, Ray's freakishly tall son, like, over the rope.
Yeah. And then they cut the camera.
Yeah, I laughed. Yeah. And then somebody posted it again, and I laughed again, because I was like, look at how far that freakishly tall kid threw. Look at him. Flying through the air. I thought it was funny. But everybody else
like, well, but he's just a child. I'm like, but he's like 21 and has chest.
But he clearly didn't hit the ground. Like, yeah. They cut the
camera. Yeah. Clearly there was a crash pad. And also, he's not a child. He's got, like, chin pubes. So, like, he's not a kid. Like, that kid could get somebody pregnant and it wouldn't be weird. So, like, huh. Anyway, I laughed when it happened. I probably have a weird sense of humor. Hmm. Also, I was like, can we see where he landed? No, we couldn't. But apparently I'm going to hell because I'm laughing at Ray's like, and then I asked today, I was like, hey, can we like toss Ray next? Let's see how far he goes. Uh-uh. Yeet. Just toss him, you know, just see how far he goes. Apparently this is just a filler storyline for the rumored storyline at SummerSlam, which, by the way, if this happens, Jen and I are going to have a great time.
That's true.
And that is John Cena versus Roman Reigns.
How, when are we going to know? After Sunday?
Well, when the TV comes back.
Oh, okay.
Because, not TV. When crowds come back, because John Cena is booked up until the weekend before the first live show. Hmm. Also, how are they going to explain him getting out of the funhouse? Because in my mind, he's still in the basement. Like, how do we explain that? You know, I have a perfect idea. Bring Bray to SmackDown and let him explain it. And then he just stays. On SmackDown through like at least September, right? At least September.
Yeah,
totally. But yeah, I think the promos between the two are going to be off the charts.
Oh yeah,
and like we're gonna be there on the final night before, so yay, I'm excited. Anyway, did we mention that we got our tickets? We got our tickets, guys. We're going. We're very excited about it as well. Now it's feeling a little more real.
True.
It is. It's feeling a little more real. I'm excited. Jen, how do you feel?
I'm excited, but I'm one of these people that doesn't get excited till things happen. It's too far away.
I mean, it's not that much fur. I mean,
and if my life proves anything could happen between now and then. So
don't say that.
It's true.
Don't say that. You're gonna come hang out with me, and we're gonna have a great time. We're gonna get some edibles and watch every episode of the Funhouse while on edibles and eating tacos.
Oh, that sounds good.
Right? Edibles, tacos, and wrestling? Come on! We have, like, booze. We could get drunk and just watch wrestling. Or we could go to a bar. Because bars are open here.
That's true.
Full capacity, too. Yeah. So, like, it's going to be great. And, yeah. Y'all will.
We should go to the drag show again.
I'll have to see when those are opening because some of them haven't opened yet.
Oh.
Like the bars are, but like the drag shows are kind of, you know, they're playing it safe on like some people. What was I just about to say? I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought, guys. Anyway, we're going to get drunk. We're going to have fun. We're going to have edibles and watch the Funhouse. We're going to do all that stuff. And hopefully by then I am lighter. I feel like I'm making a little bit of progress, even though I'm still not happy with it.
Join the club, ma'am.
Yeah, but I'm making a little bit of progress. And then, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be sedated. So I'll have a grand old time. Not really. I kind of wonder if I'm going to wake up during it.
You might.
I've done it before.
I have too. It's not fun.
No. Remember that one time I tried to get off the table? Yeah, that was fun. This one I can't, though, because they're going to have me, like, you know, where I can't move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have scope down my throat. Which is why we're recording today, and it will be up Friday, because, you know, tomorrow I'm probably not going to want to talk.
I don't blame you.
No. Oh, one final thing we have to talk about.
Okay.
Eva Marie.
She didn't look that good.
She looks like leather.
Her face didn't. Yeah, it. I was her kind face of surprised. Is
like really pulled back, and it's real leathery.
Like, I feel like they definitely put filters on those ads.
Yeah, like Photoshop for sure. Anyway, so she like comes out, and she's like, "Eva's here, la la la," and poor Naomi had to be the one to. In this shit, so everybody's thinking, oh my god, Eva's gonna wrestle, and I'm like, she ain't gonna fucking wrestle, she never fucking wrestles. What was the last time she ever fucking wrestled? So, which I was right, she didn't, because she had Piper Nevin come out, which we love Piper. Piper's great, but then they like didn't say who she was, they didn't act like they knew who she was. They were like, who's this mysterious woman? And I'm like,
oh, the announcers didn't know who she was?
They were like, we don't know who this is.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, but she's on NXT UK. I'm confused. And then she won, which it was really sad because Naomi lost. So it was really sad. But we love Piper. So, I mean, I was kind of happy because I'm like, oh, good for Piper. And then Eva gets on the mic and says that she won.
So that she won.
That Eva. The winner is Eva Marie.
Oh. So she's back to her old shit.
Well, yeah. We knew she would be back to her old shit, but you know, everybody else was like, she's been training, guys. She's put a lot of time into this. She's just back to her old shit. Like, what's changed? Nothing's changed.
Interesting.
Yeah. And now Piper, everybody says that she looks like Amy Schumer but fatter. Yeah. So listen, Eva, I think this experiment has failed again. I don't care about the evolution. I don't care about whatever the fuck. Like, you're not going to wrestle. Don't act like you are, because you ain't. We all know she's not. She's just there to, like, look like her leathery, pulled back self. Like... And girls, like, really tan. She's as tan as the Young Bucks. And that's just gross. So. Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for Piper. You know?
Yeah, that's sad that they actually didn't know who she was. That's
yeah.
Sad.
They were like, who is this? We've never seen this woman before in our lives. It's like, it's Piper. It's Piper. We've seen Piper. We saw Piper at the Progress show. It's just Piper. They're like, we've never known. Who is she? And I'm like,
that's crazy.
And apparently the rumored name for her is going to be Dewdrop.
Oh, she's going to have a different name?
Yeah. She's going to be Dewdrop.
Dewdrop?
Dewdrop.
Oh my god.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. When she already has a name.
She already has a name.
From NXT.
But they pretend they don't know her name.
That's really weird.
Anyway, Jen, Hell in a Cell, let's do our predictions.
Okay.
Let me pull her up.
I did say dewdrop, like dew on a flower.
It's going to be spelled different, but yes, dewdrop.
Wow. Sorry, I'm so shocked by that.
Yeah, yeah. When I read that, I was like, oh no.
Wow.
Okay, so we got... Roberto Lashley versus Drew.
Lashley.
I'm going to go Lashley as well. Hold on, I'm actually writing them down this time. Because we never do. Next match, we have Roman Reigns versus Rey Mysterio in a Hell in a Cell match.
Huh.
I wonder who.
Roman.
It's like Dominic is going to turn on his dear
old... Possibly and join the group. Because there's a rumor they're getting another member.
Dear old Papa.
It's rumored they're getting another member. It could be Dominic.
Oh, God. Sorry. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair.
Rhea.
I'm going to go Rhea, but I think it's going to be because either Asuka or Nikki interfere.
And it's possible Charlotte wins it. You never know.
Well, yeah, it's WWE. Of course it's possible. But, I mean, look, Charlotte's not selling any cameos. And Rhea's sold out.
That's true.
Yeah. The match that is going to be the worst match of the night, Alexa Bliss versus Shayna Baszler.
Oh, God, Alexa. With some help from Lily, who may show her face.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Oh, my Alexa talked when I said that.
I'm going to go Alexa as well, but I don't like it. I don't like it. So that's all the matches we have now. I think there might be one more match added. I don't know what maybe Bayley and Bianca. Sorry, maybe. I'm yawning. Maybe Bayley and Bianca. But yeah. Yeah, guys.
Those aren't that exciting.
I'm not excited about it. Like, I feel like this is kind of a filler because they're already like, SummerSlam's already. Which is bad because I think we got another pay-per-view between now and SummerSlam as well.
Wow.
And I don't know how they're going to do that.
What is it?
Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank.
Oh, boy.
Baron Corbin for Money in the Bank winner. Look, I think it's time for him to get it again because remember, the first time John Cena screwed him, the second time Asuka screwed him. I think the third time's the charm. The third time's the charm. Like, Baron Corbin. But he's going to have a match on Friday against Shinsuke for who gets to keep the crown. So does that mean Wolf Daddy is coming back?
Maybe.
What if it's Wolf Daddy again? We loved when he was like that. That was a good time in our lives.
That's true, it was.
That was. Anyway, guys, we want Baron Corbin to win Friday, even though we would like to have Wolf Daddy back. Though he does say he has wolves in his basement. According to the bump today. He's got really? Wolves in his basement. So I'm like, so you're telling me you have wolves in your basement?
Interesting.
Fascinating. Anyway, Baron Corbin, I hope you win Friday, even though I love Shinsuke, but you know. Yeah. And Hell in a Cell looks like a shit show, but.
What else is new?
What else is new? So next week we're going to talk all about Hell in a Cell. We're going to talk about how low this shit show is going to go. But by shit show, I mean Raw. And of course, we'll watch NXT because that seems to be the only entertaining product that we have as of late.
Valid point.
Because Samoa Joe's back. And we love Samoa Joe.
Everybody loves Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe's the best. Like, let me tell you,
Samoa Joe let us take pictures with him in a bar in New Orleans and we were drunk and he was clearly annoyed and he didn't say no.
He wasn't happy,
but he did it.
You know who was happy though? No Way Jose was happy to do it.
That's true.
But Joe, he wasn't happy, but you know what? He did it anyway. You know why?
because he's a consummate professional.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike us, who get waisty pants. We do. We get waisty pants.
True.
We do. So, like, yeah.
Like, he was very nice at the meet and greet, though.
Oh, we love him. He was one of our favorites. He's the best. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. It's like, you got rid of Samoa Joe, but kept Jackson Ryker, who's a proud boy fuck. And then Hunter's like, wait, whoa, you got rid of Joe? What the fuck? And brought him back? Why can we not do that for, I don't know, the Iconics?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Anyway, guys, we're going to go. I have to go hydrate for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
I don't want to do this.
I don't blame you, Owen, either.
I don't want to do it. It will be nice to be knocked out, but I don't want to do this. That's, like, not the knocked out that I want to be. So, anyway, guys, we'll be back next week to talk about whatever happens, which, you know, every week we're like, oh, nothing's going to happen. And then look, all this stuff happens.
That's true. Happens when you least expect it.
It does. Like, we have, honestly, I'm going to have zero expectations for anything until crowds are back, because apparently that's when everything's going to start getting crazy.
Right.
We'll believe it when we see it. But. Uh-huh. Also, let's just say if SummerSlam sucks, at least we might have Cardi B singing. That way Jen and I can get drunk and dance to Cardi B.
We don't know for sure.
But if she does, it's happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Though, like, a lot of the songs, I'm like, I don't think they could even play those on TV.
Probably not.
Anyway, guys, we're gonna go. Enjoy NXT and, you know, whatever else.
Ooh, Jaclyn Hill posted her bathroom. I want to see.
You go watch.
I like her house. Her house is pretty.
Anyway. All right, guys. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.